Oh, yeah, it's 7:03 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medfield, past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Whatnots and Morning, a track originally released on the Amber label in 1966. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation, Hipsville 29 BC. Came out on Ralphie Boy, Cramden, in 1983. And I mean, I'm not even gonna lie on that. I get the reissue, came out in 1995 or 96. Anyway, before that, you heard the Satin Bells, and I Stand Accused of Loving You, a track originally released on Decca in the UK in 1969. But I got off the compilation, Love Hit Me, Decca Beat Girls, 1962 to 70. Came out on Ace International in the UK in 2016. For that, Andy Williams from the motion picture Baby Doll, starring Tom Walden, Eli Wallach, and Carol Baker. Baby Doll came out in 1956 on Cadence. For that, you heard Rod Rogers and Shadows in My Heart from the Best Of thing, you know, the collection. The wonderful and obscure Rod Keith. So that's our Keith of the Week. Unknown original label and release date. Although it's starting to arrive like on Discogs and other compilers. A lot of they're putting together dates and labels for a lot of his output recently. Well, now you heard the Dave Clark 5 and Chiquita. A track released in 1964 on Jubilee, and it was recorded, I believe about a year or two earlier than that. And maybe there was some sort of a before Epic licensed all the stuff. They released this on Jubilee, and I'm guessing. So, if you really put your pitchforks down. Before that, we kicked off the last set of the first hour with Annette Funicello and I Love You Baby. Track written by Paul Anka. Released in 1960 on Buena Vista. I actually have a couple of copies of that because I love that song. Anyway, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows and a whole lot more. Hey, you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the internet and, in the Boston area. All I got to do is make me an ID. All I got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO and all the possible combinations. Then your name, stage name, acceptable, general geographic area, planet, claim the fame or lack thereof, all their possible combinations, we can wave or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. All right, I've talked enough. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO and Medford.
I got the sleeper cow blues, driving on a big freight line. I got them big wheels rolling, trucking right on down that line. I got those big wheels rolling, just trucking all the time. I get so doggone mixed up, I don't even know the time. That lonesome old highway just keeps on calling me. My co-driver's all bedded down, and I'm as lonesome as I can be. I got the sleeper cab blues.
I just keep on squirming and twisting and looking in the glass, wondering why that checker don't come on and pass. I keep my logbook right up in order. I can smell that little white car a mile and a quarter. I just stay mad all the time, and I know that's not right. I wake up my buddy Raising Cain and wanting to fight. You pull out your lighter and plug your razor in, trying to get the whiskers off your chin. You get to the station and trying to take a shower. Dispatcher just moaning and groaning, afraid you're going to get an hour. Stop for breakfast after driving all night, and before you leave out, you've got that little waitress ready to fight. Mama met me at the door my last night in. She was looking kind of funny with a big sheepish grin. I love you, Daddy, the best of all, but you're going to come home someday and find a new mule in your stall. I go right back out, just trying to do my best, my buddy in the bunk, trying to get his rest. No one loves a truck driver, but he will always give you a hand. He's the king of the highway and one swell of a man. You make yourself a promise that you're going to do better. And when you get back to the office, there you find a warning letter. So there you are, mad again, starting out on your run. So after all, you are a truck driver, just a no-good son of a gun.
I got the sleeper cow blues, driving on a big freight line. I got them big wheels rolling, trucking right on down that line. I got the sleeper cow blues.
Dad, please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see? Somewhere up above, and am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for?
that took your life that night. They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Just sweet 16, and now you're gone, they've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again, they buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Teen angel, teen angel, answer.
Please don't go to the bar tonight. You'll only come home and we'll fight. I promise that things will be fine. This will be my last and I'll be home by night. The tears in her eyes, don't go to the bar, she said. If you go, we'll be gone forever. I promised to meet Tom at the bar, I said, and I'll come home early. I won't take the car. Just one more hand of cards and one more drink. Nothing mattered much. I couldn't think. Past midnight, the barmaid warned. Still clear of mind. I was when she said, go home. Why, you can find your way. At the strike of one, fast beating in my heart, I've been slowly and unsteady from the bar to make my way. Those 6 blocks home seem much too far. Each step seemed to say, Joey, don't go to the bar. I slowly lighted every room in the place, and everything was there. Except Mary Jane, my baby. There was no trace of them anywhere. And I saw no greeting. And lovers look in the park, you'll find the car. Enjoy yourself. Don't look for us. Because we'll be much too far away. Step adding to my gloom, placing a revolver to my head, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I made sure Joey would never go to the bar.
Talk, talk, talk to me, baby. Say things I wanna hear. Don't want no if and or maybe. Please make yourself clear. Talk sweet love to me, baby. 24 hours a day. My little heart couldn't stand it if you stayed away. Make me a corner. cowboy lover who takes love to be like a loan and thinks when his payments are over gets a letter of credit and freely can roam. Talk sweet love to me, baby, dig to hear words I do. Being in love is just crazy, what a gas me and you. Make me a corner boy lover who takes love to be like a loan and thinks when his payments are over gets a letter of credit and freely can roam. Yeah, talk sweet love to me, baby, take to hear words I do. Being in love is just crazy, what a gas, me and you.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
table for that Mark Denny with this week's official tearjerker. As only Princess Doss of the 8-Bit Kingdom can introduce it. Teen Angel, 1959 on MGM. And then before that, this week's song that everybody knows is interpreted by the Everly Brothers, channeling Little Richard and Lucille, single released on Warner Brothers in 1960. And we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with Tom O'Neill and Sleeper Cab Blues, track originally released on Star Day in 1962. But I got off the compilation, Diesel Smoke, Dangerous Curves, and Other Truck Driver Favorites, which was released the following year, also on Star Day. 728. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.
Corner. I have not been feeling well of late. And the doctor says I need a good rest. He may send me to a milk farm for 30 days.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country, but you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl, today is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in the saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam's place. And there he met old Gap Mouth Joe. And Gap Mouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can kick the habit. So Josh began to puff, puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. So he went back home that night. But the next day he's right back down to Gap Mouth Joe's house. But Gap Mouth Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, said, I understand you fooling around with old Gap Mouth Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late that night, he was in bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He saw her mother, let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gap Mouth Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke. Didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick, sneaked up behind her, hit across the head. Ba-doom, bip-bop, bip-bop. Went to kicking and stomping her. And finally the old lady was dead. Stone dead. So he ran on back to Gap Mouth Joe's house. Fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo! I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell, in the jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money's gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama, mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Look like I'm gonna die. And finally he fell to the floor. He was dead, stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a lie out of him, made a thief out of him, stopped him from going to college, lost his $2,000, made a murderer out of him, and finally killed him, stone dead. Stay away from marijuana, and stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
Past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Phil Phillips and the Evil Dope, a track originally released on the Lanner label in 1968. I got off the compilation Only in America Volume 2, which also was released on Arf Arf, locally on Arf Arf in 2003. And before last Christmas, it was my only exposure to Rod Keith. Yeah, Do the Bugger, I believe, was a track that appears on that. Really, I don't even know half my record collection. Well, that's certainly, a life changer. Certainly a life changer for the show. Anyway, before that, Smokestack Lightning. This was a Todd Farm find. Smokestack Lightning on the White Whale label, 1967's channeling Chuck Berry with Nadine. And we kicked off the set with Tony and the Bandits and I Can't Lose, a track originally released on the Flow Row label in 1966. I got off a compilation, 60s Rebellion, Volume 6, The Biker. Came out on 1993 on Music Maniac in Germany. Anyway, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org, go to schedule, go to Thursday, scroll down to Desperate Hours Alex, and by the good graces of DMCA, the playlist and the archive stay there for 2 weeks. And also, if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and ask to join the group. And that's why I post the archive there as well until it's taken down. Anyway, we got about 19 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
They call her to Tennessee, from Tennessee. Oh, Stan Sweetie's a part of me. When she does, all the fun begins. They play tennis on a double chin. Cause the rising of the price of meat. Been 10 years since you saw her feet. Runners all have given up that gym. They run around on one cent, keeping trim. Operate, they had to blast. When she sits around the house, she really sits around the house. Vicinity of 4-4.
But in the neighborhood, why, it's even more.
Tennessee, Tennessee goes in swimming up to her knee. Once she went in up to her neck, the tide rose up and made the town a wreck. She was blocking the street one day. Driver told her, get out the way. She said,
go. Pass.
He said,
I'd love to, but I run out of gas.
She's anything but teeny when she's wearing a bikini. From Nashville, Tennessee.
Let me tell you about a girl I know.
Her name is Tennessee from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, come on, boys, one more time.
Tennessee from Nashville, Tennessee. That's all.
He's all right. He just lost control of his bomb.
We like to do do tight tight. Tight tight to do do tight tight. We like to do do tight tight. From the hip down to the toe. We love to do do tight tight. Tight tight to do tight tight. We love to do.
Drive you wild with desire.
But you drove me to move it right out of this band. Moving, moving, moving. Ooh, all right, man. Yeah. She tell me she loved me, but she used me as a clown.
You got what you wanted, Tiger. How does it taste?
It's 7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtrack, song poems, and other junk from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Anyway, let me tell you what I played to close out this week's show. Just heard The Brakemen with Movin' from the compilation Wild Sides Volume 7, came out in 2008 on Retro Gene in Australia, originally released on the LSK label in 1967. Before that, Herbie Lee III with Champagne Charlene, a track originally released on the Event label. Unknown date on that. I got off the compilation Rhythm and Blues, came out in 1998 on Buffalo Bop. Before that, Lucci did Screwdriver from the compilation Las Vegas Grind Part 3, the CD version, came out in 1995 on Strip, originally released on the Westminster label in 1959. For that, Boyd Bennett and his orchestra with Tight Tights, 1959 on Mercury. The Gaylords did Tutan Tessie with 1962 on Mercury. And the DeVilles kicked off the set the last set of the evening with High Blood Pressure from the compilation Gamma Nee Kappa, came out in 1990 on Satan, originally released on the Studio City label in 1965. Anyway, next week's Desperate Hours will be a rebroadcast of the last year's Thanksgiving show. Didn't have enough time to put together new content, but I'll be back on December 2nd with live, baby, live. I'm going to leave you off with some traveling music with Dora Hall. Have a great holiday. Take care.